Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
We're back. Capes and Scales, Wiley's Castle, podcasting, episode 41.
Yeah.
Yeah. I literally have no idea. Yeah.
It's like five.
Episode eight, reload. Rebooted. Retoted.
Retoted.
We took all of our podcasts. We had them in thumb drives in a tote. We put them in a new tote. It's been retoted.
Retoted.
That's a thing. Sure. I'm here with my buddy, Mad Dog Tim.
What up?
My good old friend. And, of course, me, Dave, Shenatech, keeping it real, hanging out in the castle.
In the Wiley Castle.
It's a very dirty castle.
It's the dirty, dirty castle.
My castle is very dirty. Very sloppy in here. It's bad. But we're talking about some stuff. We played some games.
We did.
And by games, I mean singular.
One game, plural.
We're here to talk about probably one of my favorite games and a very underrated game for the PS2.
I'm still mad at you.
You should be mad.
I'm very mad at you.
You're gonna have nightmares tonight.
I am.
About this game.
A froth.
Froth.
So introduce the game.
Okay, so we all know the PS2 has a ton of weird hidden games like Stretch Panic, Magic Pen Gel, Mad Maestro. Like, there's a bunch of weird games, and this is just one of those. It's called Ribbit King, and it is frog golf. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you go to a circus, and you go to a boardwalk, and for you people who don't have boardwalks, the circus, and you hit the frog on a teeter-totter, and you try to get him on the lily pad. You've seen that circus game or what have you. It's basically that mechanic, but a golf game.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty amazing.
It is.
And it's one of my favorite games for the PS2, and I try to get everyone to play it with me. And me and Mad Dog Tim played head-to-head.
Yes, yes. Two games in a row. I got crushed the first one,
Which is expected. You're learning how to play the game.
But you totally cheated that last game.
I did use a power up.
You did clearly beat me cleanly. I don't like that.
It wouldn't
total cheat.
Yes, even without the power up, I would have won hand over fist.
I was winning. There's a bonus at the end where you get 100 points, and that was enough for you to beat me. You are the drive king.
I am the drive king. We ended the round. So basically, the way the game works is it's golf. You take turns, stroke play, but
my favorite kind of.
Yes. The point is to get as many points as possible. And when you get a frog in the hole, you get more points. So it's like there's all these crazy stuff happening all over the place to get points. And think of like Toadstool Tour, like Mario Golf, and then put like a crazy bunch of little bonus shit in it, like everywhere.
Right.
The game's totally ridiculous. It's crazy racist.
Oh, and, super racist.
It's super racist. There's a there's like, what, a gay black character.
Which is insanely over the top.
Yeah, which is insanely, it's bad on two parts, because it's hatred towards homosexuality, and how stereotypical it is, and then that character is, I guess, a salamander or something.
Maybe.
But he has these very 1940s cartoon lips.
It looks like the pet on Futurama, but with two eyes.
Yes.
It looks just like
Nibbler.
Nibbler, yes.
But Nibbler doesn't have big 1930s cartoon lips.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
And then there's an Asian character that's like a panda, and then his frog has the slanty, super racist eyes.
Yeah.
It's a pretty amazing game.
It was pretty good. Yeah, I definitely... The learning curve was not bad.
No, it's not very difficult to learn.
I mean, I wasn't by any stretch of the imagination good, but I did figure it out.
I am rather good.
Yes, you are pretty good.
That is my game. I love that game. I am a dirty, dirty cheater.
Just like the castle.
Just like, dirty castle, dirty cheater. Don't play games with me. I'm very bad to play games with.
This is fair, though, because I did pretty good against you in Eliminator Boat Duel.
That's true. We did go back and forth in the boat duel.
Although there was always that one race where it was just start and then ended, and I could never beat you.
Yeah, right, the drag
now.
Race.
The drag race. I'm like, what's happening? It's over? As long as you win off the draw.
I'm very good at old video games. Not too good at the newer stuff. I mean, I play the newer stuff, but...
Sure.
I don't give a fuck. You know what me and my buddy are doing? Hmm. We are, we're playing Halo 1 on Legendary, and we're co-oping in on Legendary.
Nice.
That's been fun, and I remember it being very difficult, and then now we're kind of, like, running through it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, like, we just didn't play that many first-person shooters back then, because there weren't that many.
Sure, there really weren't.
And now they're all over the place, and everybody's used to them. It's not as hard as I remember. But it's still a ton of fun. Yeah. That first game's awesome.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely.
And I don't know if we're going to play through the campaign on the second game, because that sucks. Mm-hmm. I think the second game's all about multiplayer.
Right.
Not co-op. But the third game's four-player co-op, and that was fun. I never played the fourth game. Because I'm over it.
Got over it?
Yeah, I'm done with Halo. Who cares?
But you got a sweet controller.
I do have a sweet Xbox 360 Halo Todd McFarlane controller.
You do. Because when I think Halo, I think Todd McFarlane.
Basically, Spawn, McFarlane, Halo. That's just how it works. That's just how things go. But I would recommend everyone in the world who has a PS2 to go get a copy of Rubik King.
It is very fun.
And play the fuck out of it. Have tournaments. I want to see Evo 16 Rubik King tourney.
Oh my god, could you imagine? You could be a robotic penguin.
I was a robotic penguin. I whooped your ass with the robotic penguin.
You did. He hits his frog with a wrench.
Yeah, it's kind of mean. It's kind of PETA would not approve.
No.
But
when do they ever?
Well, I guess, like, when it's, like, good for animals, they approve.
Do they?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
What if it's, like, what if we start a group that's, like, just against animals? Like, against anything.
We're not trying to hurt them. But we're totally not about it.
Don't save them.
It's population control.
And I'll be like, it will have shirts that say, don't save the whales, and then under it say, don't kill them either.
It's a very pacifist kind of animal control. Don't, that could be us.
Yeah.
Don't save the whales.
Don't harm dolphins, but don't do anything for them.
Yeah.
What have dolphins done for you?
They taste great in the tuna.
Are they in tuna?
Probably.
The tuna dolphin?
Tuna dolphin.
Tuna dolphin.
Tuna dolphin.
What if we spliced genes of a dolphin and a tuna and made a tuna dolphin?
What?
A bottlenose tuna?
Nice. Is it a very tiny, tiny dolphin, or is it a really big tuna?
Big tuna sounds scary, so we'll go with tiny dolphin.
Yeah, I'd rather have tiny dolphins. It's like,
hold me closer, tiny dolphin.
And you make a flipper noise.
Yeah.
Well, this went off the rails pretty quickly.
We weren't really. We didn't have rails.
There's no rails.
We're an off-road skateboard gliding through the Sahara. That's a real metaphor.
That's beautiful, man.
It is. You know, it symbolizes everything about my life. Wow. In that one sentence. Wow, man. You know?
On a vision quest.
On a vision quest in the Sahara on an off-road skateboard. Have you seen the off-road skateboards?
No.
They're like long boards with giant wheels.
Right,
they got little treads on them.
Yes.
You know, and
we
just,
could do that.
We can just go to New Zealand and just go down some grassy hills on it.
Crack our heads wide the fuck
open. Yeah, wide open, especially because you like strap yourself in a little bit.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Imagine snowboarding, but everything's rock.
Sounds so terrible.
Yeah, it's fun. Let's do it.
Yeah, man. X Games.
Yeah, X Games. We should start an X Games tourney.
Should we?
Yeah, but it's X Rivet King Games.
We could do California Games.
We should do, boom, Evo 16, California Games.
Oof.
The booth right next to Rivet King tourney. Right after Rivet King tourney.
It's California Games?
Yeah.
From one extreme to the other?
Yep.
I could never stop on the BMX.
It's because it's terrible.
Right. But was there ever a way to stop?
I think there is.
I don't know what it is, because I would get to the end and just fall off the edge.
The thing about California Games is...
It's terrible.
It's terrible. And
it's really bad.
What gets it is, how do you make a complicated game with two fucking buttons?
You just make the gameplay fucking terrible.
Terrible. The Frisbee was the best, because you make the bitch jump. Like, she just dove for the Frisbee.
It was like playing Frisbee with Mom.
Yeah.
Mom died face first into the grass.
That's
Mom cares that fucking much.
Yeah, because she's got to catch that fucking Frisbee.
Yeah. This, you know, she's midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis Mom, diving for Frisbees.
Like, I need to impress my son. She's all X Games and shit.
Look, I'm going X Games. Comes out with a big X on her face and some fucking a shirtless tank top with sleeves ripped off.
Team Mom.
Team Mom. That's good. That sounds good.
I like it.
You know what else we gotta play?
What's that?
Typing of the Dead.
We do have to play Typing of the Dead.
Well, I got two keyboards now. I have two Dreamcast keyboards, so we can co-op Typing of the Dead.
That just sounds amazing.
It is amazing. It's fucking awesome. Nothing makes you hate typing more than Typing of the Dead.
Typing of the Dead? Are they all, like, weird words?
So, they are, yeah. And they're, like, weird sentences and stuff, and, like, every once in a while it'll be, like, an asterisk shows up or a colon, and you're like, where the fuck is it? Where the fuck's the question mark? And you're just freaking out. And, like, you know...
Do you have to start over, or can you just backspace if you make a mistake?
When you make a mistake, it starts the word over.
Oh, that's...
Or no, it's a miss. It doesn't start the word over. It just, like, if you were shooting the gun, you miss. Like, miss the shot.
That's not...
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Okay. That's fair.
But you can start the word over. Like, you can exit a word.
Okay.
Or, like, if there's two zombies coming at you and you start one, you can exit it and start the other if the other one's closer.
Sounds very hard, but once you get into
it... It is really tough. Well, if you're really good at typing, it's super easy.
Right. I'm okay. I don't think I'm good enough to, like, beat that game.
Here's the thing. Nobody types properly anymore.
Right.
Like, not just using the home keys, but, like half the time, I don't use fucking punctuation or capitals and shit. Like, I don't do that. Like, right. I know nobody uses AIM anymore, but, you know, like, when I text people, I don't use punctuation properly. A fucking text message. Yo, bro, what's up? Hanging out? Possibly. Like, that's it. Like, that's... Oh, cool. Want to get tacos? Yeah. Totes, dog. Like,
it's society's fault that we can't be Typing of the Dead.
It is. It's a society's problem that Typing of the Dead's going unbeaten. Mm-hmm. You know?
I hope it's really hard at the end. You have to spell, like...
You do. I have beaten it on easier difficulties.
Sure.
But yeah, it is like sentences.
Why can't I kill this fucking zombie?
Yeah.
Enter.
Enter, yeah.
God, I am such a loser. Enter.
It's pretty sweet, though. It's a fun game.
We'll have to try
it. It's unbelievably fun. We'll have to play it after we have a Ribbit King rematch.
Oh, yeah. We gotta ribbit it up.
A ribbit match. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Kind of our bag.
What, Ribbit King? No, or not knowing what we're saying? Well, Ribbit King.
Ribbit King will be our bag.
It will be my bag.
In the bag.
I'm going to get a Ribbit King bag. I'm going to get a burlap sack. I'm going to put steel wool handles on it. And I'm going to have somebody carbon print the Ribbit King game onto the front of, like, a cop, like the cover onto the front of it. And then I'll have a Ribbit King bag.
Steel wool. That's the best part. Oh, man, if we made those and then gave those out at cons.
Oh, stuff. What? Coming soon, the next con, whenever the fuck that is.
Sure. Ribbit King.
Ribbit King. Knowing Tim, we'll go to a con, and this episode won't be up yet.
That's right, so I'm not worried about it.
Nice.
Don't worry, this episode will go up in 2 weeks, which is really 2 weeks in the past for you listening right now.
And by 2 weeks, he means 4 months.
Yep.
I bought a game, yo. I got this game off a collector.
This is very interesting.
This is one of those rare ones. It's Ultimate Deer Hunter Open Season 2004.
Now, that doesn't sound very rare to me.
It's not that rare. Cabela's Ultimate Deer Hunt. I guess it's not 2004. I just liked saying 2004.
Sure.
So, this game says Ultimate Deer Hunter on the case. And if you look at the game for PS1, it says Ultimate Deer Hunter Hunt Open Season on the game. Right. And if you examine the game, it looks like a regular PS1 game. You would put it in and you'd be playing Cabela's Ultimate Deer Hunt Open Season. Except when you put it in a PS1... It's not Cabela's Ultimate Deer Hunt Open Season.
What?
It's Final Fantasy Origins.
So amazing.
So, you're just kind of like, how does this happen? And why do you have it? So, Sony published probably 99% of the games out for PS1, they published a shit ton of games. So, obviously, they published this Activision game, Cabela's Ultimate Deer Hunt Open Season, and they also published all the Square Enix games. So, there was obviously a misprint, where Final Fantasy got the wrong label in the wrong case. So, the games are then destroyed, or repurposed. And this game somehow made it out of the Sony factory. Nice. And made it to a GameStop. And got traded in. And then got returned. Because it's not Cabela's. And the person who bought Cabela's is not looking to play Final Fantasy Origins.
The fool. I think we need to actually play Ultimate Deer Hunt.
I don't think I have a copy of Ultimate Deer Hunt.
It might be for the best. But wait, we're not for herding animals.
But, yeah, I don't want to promote them either by buying a copy of...
Promoting animals.
Promoting animals. I don't want to buy a copy of a game that's got an animal on it. I don't want to promote that.
That's why Pac-Man's the best. There's no animals.
Yeah.
It's just a circle.
He's just a circle.
He doesn't identify with anything.
Did you see the reviews for Pixels?
I'm sure they're awful.
They are. Some are hilariously awful.
Yeah. Is that already out of theaters?
It came out the 24th, and today is the 26th of the month of July.
There you go. A little behind the scenes there.
Yeah. Yep, a little behind the scenes. That's what day it is today.
So if I put this up in 4 months, you'll know.
If you haven't heard anything about Pixels, the god-awful Adam Sandler movie that hopefully no one sees, that he can stop making movies.
Don't worry, by the time I put this up, it'll be out on DVD and you can rent it.
It'll be out on Ultraviolet Blu-ray 4K DVD. I'm gonna get it in 4K.
4K?
Yeah, 4K Blu-ray.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, even though 4K Blu-rays aren't out yet.
But you, by then.
Hopefully by then. I would hope so. I mean, it's probably gonna be in the theaters for the next 2 weeks and then...
Two days.
I heard it was fucking terrible.
We need to see it.
It's so bad I haven't seen anybody that... I don't know anybody that's gone and saw it. But one review, a very funny review I saw on the tubes, basically said that it was... it takes everything that you like about classic gaming and makes you hate classic gaming. It just makes you not want to be a classic gamer.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Wow, we need to see that.
Yeah, I know, right?
To lose the will to live.
I'll wait till it shows up on Netflix.
Right. It will.
It will. Day. Yeah, two days from now.
It'll be there before you know it.
Well, I mean, it's probably on demand right now.
Probably. Oh, Pixels. You know, we can't pay to rent it or anything.
I'm not giving Adam Sandler a cent. If Adam Sandler was like, hey, I need a dime... Or this dude's gonna like pee in my mouth
and be like, "Pee away!"
Yeah, pee in that dude's mouth. Not for what he did. Did you see Jack and Jill?
No.
Did you fucking see it?
No.
Me neither. Fuck Adam Sandler.
I agree. Sometimes we talk about games, but sometimes.
Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we start talking about games and then talk about Adam Sandler
and Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do a commentary for Jack and Jill.
Oh my gosh. Maybe we should.
Maybe we should make a lot of bad decisions.
Off mic, we were talking about making terrible decisions, but also, were we talking about this in the last podcast?
It may have been on podcast.
We don't even know.
Who fucking knows? Who knows?
Yeah. So, you know, this is probably rehashing something you heard 4 months ago, because
right.
That's how long it takes Tim to update my fucking shit. Oh, new Capes and Scales, like, once a month or twice a month. And one Wily's Castle, once a fucking year.
I like to keep you in check. You know, if you just let me win at Ribbit Golf, the odds of this getting up on time would be so much greater.
I would not lower my standards.
See you in 4 months.
But, we're gonna watch a movie and do commentary while we watch it. But since the movie's a copyrighted material, and I just technically it's not a review.
It's a commentary track.
We're just going to comment on it and then not do anything, no audio or sound or Vigilance from the movie. Just us talking over a movie while we watch a movie together. It's just us talking while we watch a movie together.
If you ever had the urge to watch a movie with us, you could have that experience. We could even add things in, like, bro, you're crazy. Like we're talking to the person.
Break the fourth wall, break the wall.
Dude, you're so out of your mind.
What are you eating, bro?
Dude, pass the Doritos.
Whoa, popcorn, how cliche.
I'm choking on Raisinets.
Raisinets, no. That sounds good.
Sweet and salty.
I had an idea. We should really do this.
Okay. I'm in.
We should start, like, a Facebook group, get parties, like, groups of people together to watch movies. Be like, movie night, Shenan Attack's house, show up, we're watching a movie. Okay. Not say anything. And then, like, literally lock people in and, like, put on Pixels. Fucking dog shit. Yeah, like, be like, oh, hey, tonight is Sylvester Stallone night. And then put on, like, in the worst shit you can find with him in it. Like, stuff no one's ever even fucking heard of. Like, just god-awful movies. Or, like, movies where he's in it for a fucking second. Like, it'd be like Danny DeVito night. And it's like Twins. Gotta watch Twins.
Sure.
Last Action Hero. He does the voice of an animated cat.
There you go.
Yeah, like, boom.
Bam. You didn't think we were gonna watch that.
You didn't think we were gonna watch Last Action Hero, did you? You thought we were gonna watch Batman. Well, fuck you.
I like that. Obscure movie night.
Yeah, just like movie night, and then just like, and like, not just like classically bad movies, but just terrible. It's like terrible films. Like Be Cool, or Geely, or fucking The Pest. You know, Biodome. Like,
oh man.
Like, just bad, really, just hard movies to watch.
Because there's always going to be one person that's like, I actually really like Biodome.
Biodome was amazing. Like, it really, the only thing missing from Biodome is the kid from Angus.
Oh, Angus! Yeah, we still got a, he lives around the corner, I think. We still got a callback.
He lives in some suburb in South Jersey.
What if he does?
That would be awesome.
We gotta hunt him.
I mean, it's not hard to find people, it's the internet.
I know, we're just lazy.
I don't even know the kid from Angus' real name. Well,
it's a Google away.
Well, he's the adult that wasn't Angus now.
He wasn't Angus.
The adult that was the kid from Angus.
We want the kid, though. We don't want the
formerly kid. Known as formerly the kid from, the kid from Angus.
What if he's, like, really successful at something legit now?
What, like?
Like a politician? Like, yeah. Like he's, like, the mayor of something?
I think we'd know.
Would we?
No. I don't think TMZ is keeping dibs on the kid from Angus.
No. I don't think I'm watching TMZ either.
Is like a TV show?
Yeah.
I thought it was a radio show.
It's both.
It's both?
Yeah.
They're out of control.
They are.
Yeah, but I bet they make a ton of money.
Absolutely.
I like money.
Yeah, dude.
Do I'm gonna hit the lottery and then like I don't know. I guess I'll do stuff. I had nothing. I got nothing.
I'm going to build a tube and spray the money into my face.
That sounds cool.
Stand in the tube.
Like a money tube?
Money tube.
I'm going to get people to go in the money tube, like strangers, and they'll be like, come into my money tube, but really, it drowns them.
Oh, it just fills with water.
It's just a death tube.
And like a shark comes in. Like,
oh, a shark tube.
Into the tube?
Yeah, but like
it fills with just enough water?
What if it filled with jelly?
Okay.
And then you put the shark in the jelly.
What if we filled a...
Could a shark swim in jelly? Is there oxygen in jelly?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm going to assume not.
But jelly has water in it, right?
To a degree.
So, the shark's gills extracts the oxygen from the water in the jelly that the grapes absorb.
I think
Because jelly's grape.
I'm going to give the shark sugar.
Come on. I bet a shark can hold his breath. For more than 10 seconds.
I don't know.
I mean, the dude fucking lives underwater.
It's in a tube. It's gonna freak out. A jelly tube?
Got a shark in a jelly tube. Freaking the fuck out. Dying at the same time while you're in there.
Yeah.
Also floundering.
Getting eaten. By a jelly
shark. But the shark's gotta be able to swim to you. You think a shark can swim? You think a shark can swim in jelly?
It's a foreign shark.
Boom!
It's a jerk.
It's a French shark. Yep. I'm jerk.
Le jerk.
Le jerk.
Oui, le jerk.
Oh, hey, watch out, le jerk.
Le jump, jump.
Le jump.
I think we're onto something here. I don't know what.
Yeah, we'd be onto something if we, like, made a Newgrounds video in 04.
Oh, man. We would have totally killed it in 04.
Oh, Le Shark, chomp, chomp. Oh, Le Jark. Like, fucking 2 million hits. That all has to be. Some crude jawling of a French guy and a fucking shark with a mustache and a hat. Yeah. And one of those little French hats.
Sure.
Eating a beignet. And and we've got fucking YouTube, fucking Newgrounds gold.
I think we should still try this. I think it's not too late to be 2004.
You think it's 2015?
Correct.
Whoa, dating the podcast.
Uh-oh.
You think it's not too late to be 11 years ago?
I think...
11 years ago, Newground.
I mean, it's 2015. If there's ever a time to go back to the future, it's now.
Because it was the future back then. Correct. And now it's the present.
Right.
But that's the past.
If you want
to
be technical.
But we'd be going backwards to go forward in a timeline where we can meet ourselves and have sex with each other as ourselves.
Right.
And that sounds
and tell ourselves about in the, after the sex. Like smoking a cigarette.
They're like, we're gonna, let's make this video.
Right, we got the jelly shot.
Hey, past me, I'm future you. Let's make a video. I understand we had sex.
I don't think past me is going to listen to future me.
You know what? 2004, I'm a sophomore in high school. I think I'd listen to future me.
2004, I was pretty much drunk. I don't think it's going to... I might listen.
I'm definitely going to have sex with yourself.
I'm definitely going to have sex with myself. I don't know if I'm going to listen, but I'm going to entertain.
It's just masturbating.
Yeah, no.
is it still masturbating if I go back in time and bang myself?
It's the ultimate in masturbation.
The ultimate masturbation.
The ultimate in masturbating technology.
The ultimate self-pleasure.
Thanks, Jelly Shark.
I forgot about the jerk.
The jerk. Le jerk.
Le jerk.
Le chomp chomp.
Le chomp, le bite. Le jerk. Is it a shark made out of jelly? Like a gummy shark.
Like a gummy shark?
Would that be a jelly shark?
It could be.
I guess gummy is not really jelly.
No, but it's a gelatin type.
Well, thing. I think if the shark was made out of... Well, sharks are mostly cartilage anyway, and that's kind of gelatin.
Gelatinous. There's already jelly sharks.
Yeah, they're already... All sharks are jelly sharks.
Mm-hmm.
But more, they're jello sharks.
Jello.
Yeah, they're jello sharks, because gelatin comes from bone marrow. I guess they don't have bones.
No, not many.
Fuck, man. I need to go to science school or
science
something.
Science school. Teach me things,
teach
Bill
me
Nye.
Shark things. I didn't. Man, I got rid of my cable. I should have watched Shark Week. It just passed.
Damn.
I'd know these. I'd know the questions...
Would have been there.
Yeah, the questions, I could have asked them to the TV, and the TV could have answered and been like, yes, sharks are made of jelly, Concord grape.
If it's jelly, I'm in. If it's jello, I'm out, because I'm sure Bill Cosby will get money that way.
No, I don't want him, like, getting any money, but I also like jello a little bit more than jelly.
That's true.
Because
I
can,
like, an off-brand.
I can eat a lot of jello. I can't eat that much jelly. And, like, if I'm...
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't. Have you ever just sat there with, like, a giant spoon? It can't be a little spoon. It's got to be, like...
I'll tell you, Concord... Maybe not... Maybe strawberry, but not Concord grape.
See, I like grape. I would try
it's
the
too
grape.
It's too bit. It's too much.
It's the end of days, of
it's
course.
It's a little too sweet. I could do the...
We should
I could
this.
Do a... I could probably eat a whole jar of peach preserves.
Okay. This might be a thing. We might have to make this happen.
We're going to make a video. We need a YouTube channel if we're going to make videos.
I mean, we have one.
Oh, really?
We don't use it.
I know nothing about our podcast.
That's fine. Nothing goes up on it.
I know nothing about our little network.
It's a tiny network full of hopes and dreams.
Full of crushed hopes.
Crushed hopes?
And broken
into
dreams.
Into a paste.
That you could turn into a shark.
Yes, made of jelly.
That sounds good. That sounds like a thing.
Chomp.
The chomp. So yeah, I got this weird Final Fantasy game.
Yeah, man, cool.
Yeah, it's got
how do you get the jelly shark from Deer Hunter Final
Fantasy? Well, we started with Deer Hunter.
No, and I know we did.
We moved on to... What happened after Deer Hunter?
Where am I right now?
Where are we?
In the castle. It's fucking filthy.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
dirty.
There you go.
Yeah, the dirty castle.
The dirty castle. Dirty, dirty castle.
The dirty, dirty castle.
It's such a dirty, dirty castle.
Dude, there's an X-ray mode in Cabela's.
What?
There's seven gigantic areas.
In case you want to snipe deer at night.
Dude, look, it's got, like, its bones in it and shit, so you know you hit the fucking heart. Because if you don't kill the deer's heart, it fucking comes back and Jason Voorhees the shit out of you.
Oh, no.
Fucking Jason X.
Zombie deer.
Fucking Jason goes to hell, yo. You gotta kill the heart. If you eat the heart, though, it you become the next Jason. That's how it works. Didn't you watch Jason Goes to Hell?
Not in many years. Not in many, many years.
That movie's really bad. We could do that.
We could absolutely do that.
Jason X? I remember seeing Jason X when it came out. Actually, Jason Goes to Hell's not that bad. I remember seeing Jason X when it came out and being like, that's not that bad. And then I saw it on TV. I was like on Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, that's probably
And bad. I was like, ooh! I was like, this movie's terrible.
Man, bad movie commentaries.
Yeah, a lot of people do that though. We're just every other YouTuber.
That's fine.
We're every other podcast.
But we're not, because they're gonna watch our horrible commentaries and then listen to our podcast, and nobody else is talking about putting a jelly shark in a tube to eat. I guarantee that. I'm gonna guarantee.
I bet that. I could Google
jelly shark tube,
death tube full of jelly, jelly shark in death tube, and those specific words, and something would come up. I bet I get at least one result.
from Shark Week. The jelly shark is a real type of shark.
I bet there is something like a jelly shark.
Probably. It's like a jellyfish.
But shark. Half shark.
Hybrid.
Like a shark totally raped a bunch of jellyfish.
Yeah, it was like, what am I doing? This hurts.
Man, I'm so drunk.
This hurts so bad.
Man, what happened last night? I got stingers all over my ween.
Just another Saturday night.
Ooh, man, meet a shark's fucking crazy.
Jelly shark is not to be fucked.
Oh, is that my crazy abortion of a son? Is that my unholy mix of jellyfish and shark, son?
This is the proof that there's no God.
Here, whisk over here, boy. How are you? I just imagine it'd be like a shark. Kind of like a gooey shark body with, like, jellyfish stingers hanging from the bottom of it.
Just, like shocking. They're, like, electric.
Yeah, they're electric because it was a three-way with an eel.
Yeah, there was an eel totally involved.
Yeah, and they're just crawling up people's butts and stuff.
Butt eel.
No, I'm going to put that butt eel. That's going to be in my death tube.
The butt eel?
It distracts you from fighting the jelly shark.
Very strange. When the butt eel goes in, I get an erection. I don't understand.
I feel like I have an erection right now.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah, you should start watching Venture Brothers.
Venture Brothers is great.
It's amazing. It's on Netflix. I'm sorry. It's on Hulu. The whole
thing?
Five seasons.
Nice.
I've been watching it nonstop.
Yeah, Venture Brothers is amazing.
It really hits a stride in like the third and fourth season.
Right.
It really does.
Slow start. Yeah. And then it just goes
in. The half of the first season can be tough, but then you get into like season four, three and four, and man, it just takes off.
Yeah.
That show is amazing. If you don't watch Venture Brothers, you're fucking up.
Yeah. Stop fucking up.
Also, you gotta watch Rick and Morty, which I gotta get you to watch Rick and Morty.
I've heard Rick and Morty's
best fucking show ever. New season comes out soon.
Is it better than the Venture Brothers?
The first season is definitely better than the first season of Venture Brothers.
Okay.
That's an amazing show. I think you would like it very much.
Hmm.
I think it's right up your jelly shark alley.
What?
Yeah.
What?
What if there was, like... Oh, well, because there's no... Well, alleys aren't, like... You couldn't fill an alley with jelly. Because there's, like, an opening. The jelly would just spill out.
You need to close it in.
It wouldn't be an alley anymore.
What if you go into the alley, then you close it, and then you fill it?
What alley have you ever gone in that closed? And I've been in a lot of alleys.
It's just not seedy enough.
I gotta go.
Oh shit, I'm in an alley. Oh shit, I can't get out of the alley.
Yeah.
Is that a fucking shark?
Oh, is that a fucking jelly shark?
Man, I'm so fucked.
Oh, butt eels too.
Butt eels. More than one? My butt can't handle that.
That's like if we were supervillains.
Butt eel.
We'd have a jelly shark pit.
Jelly shark pit with butt eels.
No jelly though, just jelly sharks, and they just flounder. They're all dead. You comfortably land on them when we push you in. You're like, this is I could take a nap.
It feels nice.
This is great. And I'd be like, I know, right?
Now die.
Now die! That sounds good. I think that's I think that's right. I think we should think of seriously debate a career in supervillainy.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We could teach people how to do it correctly. We could teach class in science school.
But then again, how do we keep our animal
non-help pacifist animal control?
Our pacifist animal control with owning a pit of jelly sharks.
They have to die of natural causes. We have to feed them, just not well.
Yeah, but then we're taking care of them. Mm. We don't want to... It's not. We wouldn't have pets.
I think we should lure people, because people aren't animals, technically, right?
Technically, no.
Lure people in. They can survive if they eat the people, but it's up to them to get the people.
But then we have to, like, capture them.
Sure.
And build a tank.
Right, no, this is not a small project.
No, but that's, like, way more work than our pacifism will let us do.
We have to find people to do this for us.
Basically, we have to...
Get on it.
Hey, intern Mark, I know we haven't met, but could you build me a pit so that I can put jelly sharks in it? And I need you to just make sure they're alive so that I can use them for my one supervillain plan. And then after that, I really don't care.
Release them.
Whatever. Whatever.
Get out on your own, fish.
Just, it's your deal, you know? It's not my place to do anything with the sharks.
Right.
It's your deal. You know, like, if there's a fly in my house, I'm just gonna, like, be like, do whatever you want.
This is your house now, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I didn't want you to come here, but I'm not gonna chase you out.
Mikasa, Sukasa.
Not really, but...
Le chomp chomp.
Just le chomp. Lichub. Yeah, you just gotta be completely indifferent.
That's how
almost like to almost like they don't exist. Almost like animals don't exist.
I try that.
What was
I
the name?
I do that with my kids.
You named our group. What were we gonna name it? Pacifist Animal Control.
Pacifist Animal Control.
Yeah, Pacifist Animal Control. We control ourselves about not doing anything about animals.
Right. Pacifist Animal Control is a great T-shirt.
Except you like own two dogs.
Right, but I won't do anything with them. My children, they're not members. They have to feed the dog.
Well, yeah. All non-members.
Don't look at me like being like real hungry and shit. I'll be like, I know, I'm hungry too.
You should get me a sandwich. Yeah. If anything, I've done way more for you.
What have you done for
me? You sleep in the house I pay for, so if you could get me a sandwich of the food I bought,
right.
I'd appreciate that very much.
Fucking lazy.
That sounds good. That sounds like a really good idea. I also want to start a shirt company. I think we talked about this. Dead Incorporated.
Yeah.
Fuck it then.
I think we'll end there, because that's how you end it.
All right. Bye, everybody.